Hey, this is Jay Kolb, and coming up on this Saturday, January 13th at 11 a.m. is Plantapalooza 2. This is a Florida native perennial and annual plant exchange, purchase, and giveaway. And I have Chad C. Hardy on the phone. Chad is one of the organizers of the event, and we're going to chat a little bit about Plantapalooza 2. Chad, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Hello, St. Pete.
So, Chad, tell our listeners why planting Florida native plants is important.
Well, planting native plants is, first of all, my biggest passion. And it's important because wildlife have developed relationships with native plants over millions of years. And if you garden with ornamentals and non-native plants, they simply don't provide the same function to wildlife. A lot of our wildlife are specialists. The most popular one that everyone knows about are monarch butterflies. They can only eat and will only eat milkweed. And if you don't have milkweeds, you won't have monarch butterflies. And that same relationship exists with lots of insects that just aren't as popular or as well known as monarchs.
That's great. So it sounds like planting Florida natives is not only good for the insects and critters that rely on them for food, but for the environment as a whole.
Absolutely. When you have native plants, if you can reduce your lawn, you are going to save money on the gas to operate the lawnmower, save money on the landscaping. You don't need to water. You don't need pesticides. You don't need herbicides. And so there is certainly some work involved in gardening. That doesn't go away, but the amount of it is less. And just the time and the money that you can save with these gardens is, I think, an underappreciated part of it.
Absolutely. So tell us also a little bit about this objective to build a community wildlife corridor. That sounds fascinating.
Excellent. All three words are important to there. Community, wildlife corridor. Most of our wildlife populations right now, they live in places like Fort DeSoto and Boyd Hill, and they become isolated. And when they become isolated, genetic diversity lessens. And that's important to have healthy, thriving communities. And so what I'd like to, 85% of the land east of the Mississippi is privately owned. That means our backyards are the easiest places to connect these large areas we have, like Fort DeSoto. And so what I'd like people to do is to plant native gardens in their yards so that butterflies likely going to fly the 8 miles from Fort DeSoto to Boyd Hill, but they might fly a quarter of a mile to your garden and mate there and breed there, and then a quarter of a mile to your neighbor's garden. And then eventually, if we can connect these areas, instead of just having isolated pockets of wildlife, all of Southern Pinellas can be wildlife. And a corridor is how that happens. A corridor is what connects two areas. And something else that the corridor connects is just the people that care about these things. It's important in today's society. You can become isolated. And I don't want to be isolated. I want the people who care about this to have an event where once a year or once a quarter or once a month, you get together with everybody else. And that's how community is developed, by getting to know people in person and not just on the telephone, not just on the internet, but actually have real in-life personal connections. And so that's what the corridor does. It connects the wildlife and it connects the people who care about wildlife.
Isn't that great? I love the sort of multi-layer element of that. Now, you've also got some pretty interesting guest speakers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. First and foremost, Anita Camacha owns a native nursery in Tampa called Little Red Wagon. And she's the president and founder of Tampa Bay's chapter of the North American Butterfly Association. And she's going to talk about the simple things you can do in your yard, what plants to plant, when to plant them, and where to plant them to attract butterflies. And Amanda Streets is the owner of St. Pete's biggest native nursery. It is Living Roots. And she's going to talk about the corridor itself and why it's important to connect these larger areas. Because if you think about what's in between Boyd Hill and Fort DeSoto, you know, it's largely an urban jungle that doesn't have places hospitable to wildlife. And it's easy to change that. What I realized in 2016, I planted one milkweed in my yard. And a week later, I didn't have a car at that point. So I was walking everywhere I went. I'd come around the corner and I could see my house down the block. It made a spectacle because it attracted wildlife. And that was just with one plant. You know, one plant makes a difference. And I said to myself right then in that moment, what if every block in St. Pete had a butterfly garden? We wouldn't just be known as Sunshine City. We'd be known as St. Pete Butterfly / Sunshine City.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's easy to make a spectacle, your house on your block with just a few plants, and we're going to make a spectacle citywide.
Well, I love these sort of grassroots efforts that just kind of do wonderful things. They kind of grow organically in multiple different ways. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about what they can do to help the environment, help the plants, help the butterflies. It's a wonderful thing you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's remind everyone of the particulars. Saturday, June 13th, starting at 11 a.m., Plant a Palooza 2. It's located at 5901 13th Avenue North here in St. Petersburg. It's a Florida native perennial and annual plant exchange, purchase, giveaway, and education.
Absolutely. This event is open to the public at my friend Rebecca's house, and you're going to just come. You're going to tell us what the conditions of your yard are, and I have plants for almost any condition, shade, sun, water, dry, and most importantly, you're going to see a tour of Rebecca's garden, and it's just unbelievably beautiful. The speakers will be there. There'll be a place to meet and trade plants, and also Wilcox will have plants for purchase.
And thank you, Chad, for calling in.
You're welcome. And also, this is a kid-friendly event. We're going to have chalk and stencils and rock painting. So if you have kids, bring kids. They're more than welcome.
Hey, thanks for calling in. And again, the particulars this Saturday, January 13th, starting at 11 a.m., Plant a Palooza 2. It's at 5901 13th Avenue North here in St. Petersburg. It is a Florida native perennial and annual plant exchange, purchase, giveaway, and education. Thanks so much for tuning in to Radio St. Pete. Sunshine 96.7 FM.